Hi, welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and I'll be talking about some of the really interesting abstracts that were presented at the International Society on Thrombosis and Hemostasis, held from the 12th through the 14th of July, 2020. Dr. Koenigs reported the results from the first prospective PUPSALONG study, which looked at the extended half-life recombinant factor 8 treatment, which is fused to an Fc component of the antibody structure, in previously untreated patients with severe hemophilia A. And the endpoints were safety and efficacy for this study. So inhibitor development is the largest safety concern in infants with severe hemophilia A, and up to 37% of all the patients will develop inhibitory alloantibodies that interfere with the prophylaxis and treatment. So recombinant factor VIII products offer a technological solution to prolonging the half-life and reducing the risk of formation of alloantibodies inhibitors against factor VIII in treated patients with hemophilia A. PUPSALONG, it's an open-label, single-arm, multi-center phase 3 study looking at this recombinant factor VIII Fc fusion protein in previously untreated patients with severe hemophilia A. And included patients were male previously untreated patients up to age 6 with hemophilia A. The primary study endpoint was inhibitor development, and a secondary endpoint was the annualized bleeding rate. Of the 103 participants who received at least one dose, 80 were below 1 year old, and 20 had a positive family history of inhibitors, and 82 had high-risk hemophilia genotypes. The study was completed by 84.5% of the patients, and 81 participants started on episodic treatment, and of these, 69 switched to prophylaxis. 20 patients started on prophylaxis from the beginning. Inhibitors or alloantibodies were developed by 31.1% of the patients, and 15.6% had high titer inhibitors of more than 5 units per milliliter. Median time to inhibitor development was 9 exposure days, but it was a large range between 1 and 53 days. Treatment-related serious adverse events were reported in 27.2% of the patients. One patient did die due to an intracranial hemorrhage, but this happened during the screening period prior to the first dose of the medication, and therefore the committee decided that it was not treatment-related. The authors concluded that the inhibitor rate seen in the study was in the expected range, but the high titer incidence was actually lower than had been expected based on the literature previously published. Interesting study.